This is our life now. We're podcasters on the weekends.
Yeah, and I love it. And if you find you feeling all alone, hope you know that I'm just one call. I message you, I talk to you, I break all the rules, yeah. I ain't gonna lose, yeah. I break all the rules to fight for you. Eat my bayou, dozen roses, but I got you 24. Shout out to Kobe, baby, know that I stay shooting for your heart.
Alright, you wanna say it and I'll beatbox?
Hey guys, welcome back to our podcast, Age Gap Y to Z.
I'm podcast host Bryson Banks.
And I'm podcast host Annie Sharp.
Yo, that co-host. Was sick.
Co-host.
That was sick. Ooh, co-host.
You're co-host too.
Aren't we both just the host?
There can't be two hosts. It's co-hosts or hosts and guests, right?
I don't know.
We're co-hosts, you guys.
We're host squared. What's up? What are we doing? What are we talking about?
Well, today we have quite a few topics that we have come up with together. So first I want to start off. I did a little trip on Reddit because eventually we want to get listeners email in problems that we can talk about and give advice on.
Not eventually, today.
Today. So send them in.
AgeGapY2Z@gmail.com.
Get typing.
And let us know if you want advice or I can't believe this happened to me.
Yeah.
Or I found poppers in my boyfriend's drawer.
Ooh. Ooh. R.I.P. Or maybe she'll get to peg him.
Maybe he's already being pegged.
Maybe.
Now it's feeling like we're talking about our relationship.
Definitely not. I definitely don't peg Bryson. I went on Reddit and I did some deep diving and I found some situations that have, I don't know, some fun stuff, and I wanted to get your reaction.
All right, let's hear it. All right. I'm good at reacting to things.
This one's juicy.
Watch this reaction, guys.
Am I wrong for leaving a date without telling him?
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. You shouldn't just leave. It's giving the wrong Missy.
It's giving... No, she stayed. Oh, he left.
Yeah. He jumped out the window.
That's hilarious.
And then she was like outside and she was like, hi.
I don't know.
That's Bryson's favorite rom-com.
It's so good.
It's all right. But he's...
She doesn't like it because I said she reminds me of the girl. Wrong Missy.
So the movie started and I was like, this girl's not going to be in the whole movie, is she? And he was like...
She crushed it.
She reminds me of you. And I was like, she is so obnoxious. So... Comment if you agree. Okay, here's the story. I met a guy online. He claimed to be 4 years older than me. No big deal. I'm 24. We were interested in the same things, got along well, so we decided to meet for a drink. I went to the bar and was looking for him. Then I seen him, but he looked different.
Wait a minute. She typed, I seen him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, first red flag. Then I seen him. And I was like, man, why aren't we square dancing yet?
No, for real. I wish it said where they were.
Oh, that's where they're at.
Then I seen him, but he looked a little different. Older. I went over and met him and said he looks different than his picture. And he said, oh, yeah, those pictures are a few years old. I said, but you're 28, right? And he said, I'm actually 42.
Okay, she has all the grounds to leave.
And then he said, but age is just a number.
That's but creepy. If age is just look, it's fine if the younger person says that, but if the older person says it, it's creepy.
It's creepy.
It's creepy. You can't just be like, age is just a number.
But is it just a number if you came in hot, like pretending you were 28?
No. First, like so many bad points here. No values for honesty, integrity, basic honesty. It's not even like she asked him a deep personal question.
Mm-mm. No. And like right off the bat, I got the ick. So I said I forgot my phone in the car and left. He messaged me asking me where I was. And I said I went home. That I'm not into older guys or being lied to. He said I was shallow and that's why he doesn't say his real age. Honestly, I thought the whole thing was funny. So I told my friend and she said I'm mean for leaving a date and not even telling him. That maybe he was a nice guy and I'm being judgmental because of his age. I'm not into older guys that much. People can do what they want, but it's not for me. Am I wrong for leaving? What do you think, Bryson Banks?
I don't think so. I think he's wrong for lying first. She could not be into older guys. I'm sure her filters were not set up to 44. So like this dude's... going into a losing battle. And obviously it's worked for him.
If he's doing it,
he's still doing it, yeah.
We don't know if that was his first time, though. Doubt
it. He has some kind of complex about his age. Because, like, in L.A., there's plenty of 20-whatever-year-olds that will date a 40-something-year-old. It's not as, like,
yeah,
crazy here. I mean, especially if they're wealthy, it's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it's less, but I feel like people are less judgmental about it here.
So when something's more normal and the population's conform to the normalcy of it, there's going to be less judgment, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So if it's more common, then there's less judgment. I think it's pretty normal most places.
It is normal. I made a list of like celebrities with age gaps I'm going to list off to you later.
It's less normal if the woman's older. And I think there's more. I think there's more like criticism and negative pressure if the woman's older. Remember that girl at my show?
Who?
The army girl that was in a psychological warfare.
Oh, yeah. And she was like, I'm 14 years older than my man. Wasn't it 14 years?
I think somewhere around there. I think it was like 12. Maybe it was 14.
It was a lot.
It was 14.
And she was like braggy about it.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I'm older than my girl too, but I don't go around telling everybody.
Have you ever been catfished?
Yeah, I've been catfishing. I grew up in Oklahoma.
What does that mean? You grew up in Oklahoma.
Oh, so in Oklahoma, catfish are prominent in Oklahoma.
Oh, you go freshwater. Catfishing?
Yeah, it was a joke. You didn't get it.
I didn't get it.
I think I've been catfished once.
What happened?
The girl was just much larger than her photos. And I didn't even leave like homegirl did. I still went out to eat with her and was polite.
That's nice of you. Mm-hmm. That's unlike you.
No, I'm just joking. Yeah.
Poor girl.
What do you mean, poor girl?
Well, poor girl. She's probably, you just described her as large.
She's a big girl.
Poor girl. Are you ready for the second story?
Yeah, I'm so ready. The first story was whack.
I, female, 24.
Who talks like that?
Reddit.
Do they?
Yeah.
Do you think these are real?
I think some of them are.
I think some of them are people practicing their writing skills.
But I do think some of them are real.
And if that last one, if they're working on a screenplay, they need to redraft.
Yeah, good. That one didn't have ages, actually. Actually, yeah, it did.
Wow.
It didn't have ages in the
literally
title.
20. The whole thing was 4 and
48, 44? 42. 42. Okay, so. I, female, 24, found red hair in our male 32 shower. I'm blonde.
Wait, what now? Oh, she found red hair.
A red hair in this man's shower.
How long was the hair? That's a key detail.
We'll find out.
Some of my pubes are red.
Shut up.
They are.
And gray.
And some of my beard is a little red.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And so were your hair in the light.
Well, that's because I get it colored, and yeah.
I love how open you are about getting your hair colored.
I don't care.
Some people like really care.
I don't care.
Okay.
I pretty much don't care about.
I think
lot.
That's good.
Yeah.
I, female, 24, left our house. Oh, so they lived together for about 5 hours last night, leaving my boyfriend, male, 32, home by himself.
Well, I got questions. Where did she go for 5 hours? Just kidding.
Work, baby.
5 hour job? That's a short shift.
Oh, and at night.
Mm-hmm.
Not too long after I got home, my boyfriend told me he was finding like black balls of hair, so we swept the house. I thought it was weird. She's blonde, remember?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was weird, but didn't say anything. Once I went to shower, I noticed my shampoo, which I don't keep in the shower, was on the shower floor. And when I picked it up, I found a piece of hair that looked black, but once in the light, it was very obviously red. I have blonde gray hair. Why does she have gray hair?
How old?
24.
I don't know. Some people gray early, especially when they're stressing out that their boyfriend's cheating on them.
My hair is full of color.
Yep.
When I got in the shower, there was a few strands like wrapped on the shower handle. Still didn't say a word and just started to observe everything else. There was a charger on my side of the bed that isn't mine and he doesn't use that outlet or go to my half of the bed. Then there was nail polish remover that he asked if I left out, and it wasn't me.
What is this? 5 hours and this girl moved in? Who's removing their nail polish?
I know.
This girl's too comfortable there if it is a girl. And she missed so many red flags before, in my opinion.
Well, one of the comments on the thread says a lot. and I'll tell you what it says in a second.
Oh, is it the redheaded girl?
No, I wish. I decided to change the bedding and was taking my time because I knew I was too bothered to go to bed anytime soon. He kept making comments about me looking for something and he knows how long it takes me to make a bed, so I'm obviously sly doing something else. How can I get the truth out of him? Because I already hear his, I'm not doing anything, and how is everything just a coincidence or something like that? What would you do? I would flip out.
I don't think you would.
If I came over and like things were like, I mean, I trust you.
Yeah.
But I would be like, my roommate has long red hair and you matched with her on Bumble before you matched with me. And so I'd be like, where the f*** did this red hair come from?
I knew this for was, sure. I knew this was a setup of some sort. I knew it was a setup. Well, the good news is my little Roomba vacuums all the red hairs up before you come home.
Shut up. There was one wrapped around the shower handle.
This girl's like trying to get this gag busted.
But I do understand as a girl, my hair gets everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
You make me literally sweep your bath. It started with sweeping your bathroom, but now it's like cleaning your whole bathroom.
I mean, you're here like four nights out of the week.
Yeah.
And you got to contribute. It's.
I guess.
No, there's no maid to pick up Annie's.
I wish.
Free floating hair.
Yeah.
So. She loses so much hair that I put it into my head to build my little thinning spots up.
So what do you think this girl should do? Oh, do you want to hear the comment?
I want to hear how long ago this was because they're definitely not together anymore.
20 hours.
20 hours ago?
Huh. From when I saw it, which was this morning.
Let's hear someone the expert commented, weigh in on. Yeah.
Tight Cheetah 4474.
Ooh, Tight Cheetah.
Said, so I checked your history and the fact that your boyfriend asked for you to swing and you said no and you're still mulling over this should clear things up. He's so obviously cheating and 8,800 people upped that comment.
What history? Oh, she had left
other Reddit threads.
And he asked if she would swing?
Mm-hmm. She probably asked for advice. Like, my boyfriend wants to swing. What should I do?
What did the advice say?
I don't know. I didn't go and look for that post.
What the heck? They were missing key elements.
Tight Cheetah told me everything I needed to know. He's so obviously cheating.
Tight Cheetah. Do we think Tight Cheetah's a girl or a guy?
Tight Cheetah. Don't cheetahs have red hair?
No. Cheetahs do not have red hair. What cheetahs are you watching that have red hair?
Cheetahs like the... Cheetah print. That's tiger.
Yeah, some tigers have red, yeah.
Never mind.
Tight Cheetah, she could be talking about her cooter being tight.
Yeah.
Or there's such a good cheetah there, a tight cheetah.
Aren't cheetahs fast?
No, so but like
in and out.
Cheater can be called a cheetah.
Oh, is it really?
It could be. I guess. If you're like,
I'm a cheetah.
Why did you say it with like a Rastafarian accent?
What accent was it?
Rastafarian.
What's that? I've never heard that in my life.
I'm a cheetah, man.
I'm a cheetah. Because that's how I feel
Jamaica,
like
someone man. Jamaica, those are Rastafarians, man.
Oh.
Bob Marley.
A cheetah. No, I can't do it.
Or Michael Jackson might say it like that. Then my song, then she's a cheetah.
Cheetah.
Also issues if you're calling yourself Tight Cheetah. What's your Reddit screen name?
I'm not sharing my Reddit screen name on here. What's your Reddit screen name?
I actually don't remember.
You have one though?
Yeah. Of course I have a Reddit.
My mom made a Reddit and she didn't know how and she literally made it her name.
Oh, wow.
First and last.
Amateur.
Birth year.
Amateur. Wow.
And then she was like, call me. She's like, Annie, what do I do? I'm like, well, not that. Like,
first and last name and birth year?
Yes.
She can't comment on anything.
No.
Reddit's all about like.
Discreet.
Yeah.
Oh, it made me laugh.
That's funny. What would you do if I was Tight Cheetah 4469?
And you were just trolling Reddit threads saying he's so obviously cheating.
I mean, what are some of my favorite numbers?
8 and 4?
8 is?
2 and 4?
4 plus 4 is 8. And you know I love 69. Okay.
Those numbers aren't even in there. It's a 7.
Oh.
But thank you for sharing.
Yeah. Sorry, I was getting it mixed up with my screen names. I have an idea. Why don't you be that girl coming home and I'll be that guy?
Okay. Hey, babe, I'm just going to go shower.
Oh, thank God you're here. I've been trying to get all this. I've fucking found all this hair everywhere. And like the Roomba's just dragging all these bundles of this hair, and I'm just stressing me out.
Yeah, sorry. I shed a lot of hair.
Yeah. Hoo-hoo.
I'm just going to go shower.
Okay. Have fun.
Do-do-do-do-do. I go to the shower. Why is my shampoo on the ground in here? I keep my shampoo on the counter. Hey, babe.
Yeah.
Why is my shampoo on the ground?
Because I like to use it when you're not here, so my hair smells like you and it reminds me of you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's a few hairs that are wrapped around the shower door and they look kind of red.
Yeah, that's crazy. My pubic hairs are getting out of control.
They're not that long. I just had you shave them like 2 days ago.
Yeah, but those are old ones I found around the house and weaved them around the shower thing because I was doing a fun...
That's so you.
Yeah, I'm silly. And scene. Now let's do it again, but I'm the girl and you're the guy.
Okay.
Hey, babe, what are you doing?
I'm just vacuuming. You know how I love to clean.
No, you actually... Do you? Okay, well, what the fuck are you vacuuming?
I keep finding these balls of black hair all over the ground, everywhere.
My hair's brown.
I don't know even where they're coming. Maybe your friends? Your friends come my over friends? A lot. Yeah, they come over a lot and they stay for a really long time.
All my friends are gay dudes.
And you remember Jonathan, he has really long black hair. He always wears it in a man bun. They're curly. They're curly too. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, well, why are you sweating so much? Why are you saying so much? It looks like I'm catching you doing something bad.
Oh, no. I'm kind of hot. I need to go shower. I've been cleaning for hours.
You're not that hot.
All right. That was rude.
Yeah, I think you're cheating on me. What the fuck?
I'm not cheating on you.
Why is there red hairs everywhere?
I there's not red hairs everywhere.
What are you trying to be, a beatbox? I'm a deaf beatboxer.
I don't think that was very good. On my part.
I agree. But it's okay. We'll move on.
Okay.
You're in here. Be out here.
I am not in here.
When we got to the scene, you were. You're like,
I don't like these scenes. They make me uncomfortable.
Because you get self-conscious. You just got to not care.
No, I just hate improv.
All right. Now,
in high school, I did theater.
We're going to do another act out.
No, we're not.
Yeah. I'm the doctor, and you have a growth on your foot.
Okay.
What the fuck is that on your foot?
A growth? I think it's a toe.
I'm not a podiatrist, lady. I'm a electrician.
What? I thought you were my doctor.
No, I'm just trying to fix this electrical unit. Like,
why are you staring at my feet? I make a lot of money for these feet. Yo,
because your foot is just out and there's that huge tumor looking thing.
I don't have my foot out.
Who's paying for that?
Actually, a lot of people, they like me to wrap it up in blankets sometimes. They'll have me paint it, pretend like there's a toenail on it.
Why are you your thing? That growth?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to get back to fixing these lights. I'll tell your doctor that you're in here with that.
I can send you my screen name if you want to subscribe, but until then, I'm going to put my socks on so you can't get any more for free.
How do you feel about that? All right.
Okay, are you ready for the celeb age gap couples?
Are you ready for it?
You're loving Taylor Swift.
Speaking of, what's their age gap?
Actually, I don't know.
That would be perfect for this episode.
You want me to look it up really quick? Oh, wait, Taylor's 34.
Yeah. Oh, Travis is younger. There's no way he's playing in the NFL. And
he's 34.
He's 34 too? They're mm-hmm. the same age. Mm-hmm. Fuck them. They're not coming on the pod. Next couple.
Okay, so one of these couples, the woman is older than the guy.
Okay.
So I'm going to tell you the names, and then you say if you think it's that one, and then if it's not, I'll tell you the difference.
There's 9 couples?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Am I going to know all the celebrities?
Yeah.
Okay.
George Clooney and Amal Clooney.
Definitely not him. He's older.
17 years.
Wow.
They got married a year after they met.
Wow.
And they were married for 10 years.
That's impressive.
Okay, Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds.
I would say Ryan Reynolds is a little older, but not much.
11 years? Guess how old they were when they met?
Ryan Reynolds was 26.
No, 22. So that means she was 18?
No, 26 minus 11 is 15. That's the joke.
No, they met when we met.
Oh, really?
22 and 33. Aww. That's why I put a little heart.
That's cute.
Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Jay-Z's older.
Yeah, 12 years. He looks so much older than her.
Hey.
He does. He's giving grandpa. Priyanka Chopra and Nick Jonas.
I don't know who Priyanka is, but Nick's probably older.
Nope.
Really?
She's 11 years older than him. And they got engaged after 2 months.
Did she propose too?
I have no idea. She sounds Russian. I don't think so.
She's Russian?
She's Indian.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
They meet on a Bollywood film?
No. I don't know how they met. I think he's admired her for a really long time. She's a model.
Okay.
This story is crazy. You know Al Pacino?
Yeah.
His girlfriend, Noor.
Yeah.
83 and 29.
Wow.
54 year difference.
Did he have a kid with her too?
Yeah.
How old is the kid?
An infant. They just,
no way.
Yeah. And they broke up right after the kid was born.
They broke up?
Yeah. So.
Why? Because of all the publicity? I think I remember the publicity.
You think they broke up because of the publicity? I mean, I feel like a lot of people are going to be saying negative things about her, dumping him right after shit. Because he probably has a lot of money. I don't know anything about her, though.
Oh, he definitely has a lot of money. He's one of the most successful actors of all time.
I mean, like, I don't even know why I know his name, but I know his name.
You don't know Al Pacino?
Is he the Godfather?
That's Marlon Brando. I think he might be in it, too.
What is Al Pacino? Like, I know his name.
Him from Scarface. Hollywood. Scarface. Say hello to my little friend.
Is that him?
Yeah. That's Al Pacino.
I've never seen that.
And he's in tons of other stuff.
I just like know these quotes, like old Hollywood stuff, but I don't know like
who. Give me three old Hollywood quotes.
That one, say hello to my little friend.
Okay.
The Godfather, the petting the cat. Never seen that movie.
What's he saying when he's petting the cat?
I don't know. I'm just saying vibes.
Oh, vibes, not yeah. quotes.
No. And that's about it. There's probably more in my brain. What I learned from this lesson is there's hope for us.
You didn't. Oh, so you went into this hopeless.
Mm-hmm.
You started a podcast with me because you're out of hope on our relationship. Mm-hmm. Nice.
And I needed something to like give me hope, and that gave me hope. Okay, thank you guys for listening today. Please email any of your fun stories or not so fun stories or drama to agegapy2z@gmail.com.
Yo, please like, comment, subscribe, tell your friends. Yes, email us. Let us know your worst breakup, your worst relationship situation, or let us know about an age gap gone wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, agegapy2z@gmail.com. Thank you guys for watching.
Thank you.
Have a good night. You know that I'm your strong call. I message you, I talk to you, I break all the rules, yeah. I ain't gonna lose, yeah. I break all the rules to fight for you. Eat my bayou, dozen roses, but I got you 24. Shout out to Kobe, baby, know that I stay shooting for your heart.